Hello. There have been one or two events in the news this week which don't happen every week. We have a visit from Prime Minister contenders, GCSE results from schools, and then comments on the feared increase in household bills. More usual is news about roadworks. Elizabeth Truss said it was a time a Norfolk MP was in 10 Downing Street as she went head-to-head with Rishi Sunak to secure votes of local Conservatives in the race to become the next Prime Minister. Wokeness, crime, the NHS and the cost of living crisis were among topics the Tory leadership hopefuls were quizzed about at the leadership hustings in Norwich. Around 500 people attended the event, hosted by columnist and presenter Julie Hartley Brewer at the Holiday Inn near Norwich Airport. South West Norfolk MP Miss Truss said it was great to be in her adopted county of Norfolk and said, "Isn't it time we had a Norfolk MP back in 10 Downing Street?" But her policy to cut taxes was criticised in an early salvo by her rival, Mr Sunak, who said he would not pursue policies that risk making inflation far worse and last far longer, especially if these policies amount to borrowed $50 billion and putting that on the county's credit card. Protesters gathered outside the venue before and after the hustings with police officers at the scene. After votes of Conservative members are counted, Boris Johnson's successor will be confirmed on September the 5th.
Sets of twins with identical results and a sextet of pupils with top marks at a single school were among the success stories as GCSE results were collected across the city. No fewer than five sets of twins sat their GCSEs at the Norwich School, as six out of ten pupils achieved grades 8 or 9 at the cathedral adjacent site. Meanwhile, at Norwich High School for Girls, six pupils gained straight 9s. Their successes came as 3/4 of all grades at the school were graded level 8 or 9. At Norfolk Technical College, there was success for another set of twins. Despite being in different classes, the pair came away with identical grades. At City of Norwich School, several pupils came away with top grades, including Sam Palmer, who achieved 10 grade 9s. The school also saw Garang Dutt, an unaccompanied asylum seeker who arrived in the country in 2020, speaking very little English, earned 3 grade 4s and a grade 3 in English, maths and science. Heatherset Academy saw 90% of its pupils achieve above a grade 4 in maths and English, with a third awarded the equivalent of an A or A star. Not all the city schools provided headline statistics, with some following advice from Educate Norfolk not to provide them.
The city is bracing itself for a financial crisis as fear spikes over soaring bills. With the average expenditure for Norwich household expected to rise by £5,305, according to Office for National Statistics figures, with current inflation applied, the cost of living crisis is set to bite hard. The Centre for Cities has also calculated the fine city's inflation rate of 10.5% is higher than the national average. This is partly due to city folk spending more on petrol and groceries in what is a predominantly rural county with inferior transport links compared to places such as London. Inflation is largely driven by rising costs of essential goods such as food, petrol and energy. Valentine Kino, a senior analyst for Centre for Cities, said, "We are broadly seeing a north-south divide with higher inflation rates in the north, but Norwich is an exception to the rule to a number of cities in the south. In Norwich, people are spending about 30% on all disposable income and 20% on petrol, which is quite a high amount of overall income." Figures from the Centre for Cities also show a 40% increase in direct debit spending since 2019, but workers in Norwich are on an average £76 a month poorer than in April 2021.
Drivers and business owners have reacted with joy at the news that roadworks on a busy city junction have been ditched until next year. The repair work to existing traffic signals at Boundary Junction, where the Ring Road meets Aylsham Road, Cromer Road and Reefham Road, were due to begin on September the 5th and last until October the 21st. But with ongoing projects elsewhere in Helston, including delayed engineering works at Hospital Lane and Drayton High Road, and City Fibres works in the likes of Nursery Close, Cottingham's Drive and Middleton's Lane, Helston folk have complained, feeling marooned and entrapped. Conservative County Councillor and Helston Parish Council Chairman Sheila Gurney told the Evening News that she has been contacted by people in Helston in their droves to complain about the volume of works. There's never going to be a good time to do it, but there are certainly better times to do it, or at least more suitable times to do it, and in my opinion now is not that time because of everything else that's still going on in Helston.
A city bridge at the centre of a dispute over its long-term future is to be shut so £20,000 of repair work can be done. Norwich's Carra Bridge will be closed to traffic for 2 nights, so work to fix its timber decking can be carried out by Norfolk County Council. But County Hall and the Broads Authority remain at loggerheads over what should happen to the bridge, which is almost 100 years old in the years ahead. Norfolk County Council had intended to spend £150,000 this summer to fix Carra Bridge, which can lift to allow vessels to pass on the River Wensum beneath it into place. The Council's Conservative Cabinet agreed to make the money available to fix the bridge into place for a temporary period of 5 years. The council's thinking was that welding in its place would save on maintenance costs because deck panels would not have to be fixed so often after being shaken loose by traffic.